on a Friday Food Frenzy, joined by Pricey, who was gracious enough to drop off food from Red Lion Pub, North Water Street, Three Lions in Shorewood. So we appreciate that. And I thought, hey, it's fun to have you on the show. You can hang out as long as you want. And here we are.
Cheers,
so
man. Going. I love Cheers, to man. See you guys.
So one of the favorite things people I hear about from people from the few times we've had you on is when we do the accent tour of Great Britain, of the island, because it's like and people don't think about that. People think, you know, all British people sound the same. Just like, but you think in America, South is different from the Midwest, and East Coast has different dialects. But I want to start with Pricey. Now that you're an American citizen, you're a Yank.
Yeah,
about to. You pass the test, you
just, dude. Gotta get sworn in, right, man?
So yeah. So when British people make fun of Americans, like Americans would make fun of British people with accent, what does that sound like? If you want to make fun, if you want, you're like, oh, some American guys came into the pub today. What do they sound like when you guys laugh about when
it's
you do the voice?
Be,
how's it go?
It's gonna be very brassive, like, yeah, bro, what's up, bro, America? Yeah, you know the word I'm missing there. What's up, dude? Hey, man, how's it going, bro? Yeah, me and my group, America, freedom, blah, World War II. You're welcome, guys. You're welcome. We bailed you out, boys. You're welcome. Thank America, freedom, man.
Yeah.
I love when people say we bailed you out of World War II that were born in like 1985. It's like your parents weren't even in the war, so you didn't do anything.
And in reality, I think we bailed the world out, to be quite honest. And let's not forget, guys, we were also there for 4 years before you guys decided to come along and give us an hand. All right, fellas.
Yes, it was.
Thanks for joining.
Winston Churchill was just out there on his own, just trying to fight off the whole world, man.
Trying to
invade before it, you know, got some support there. So that's it. Just a lot of dude and bros.
Bro, yeah. Man. Yeah, all that, and minus the South. Obviously, you get the slack jaw. How y'all going out there? Y'all calm down to South. We'll take Curry down to Carolina down here. We like to mock that accent too. You know what I mean? We like that.
All right, so run. Run us through Great
That's
Britain.
That's like the most jacked up accent I've so, ever heard.
It's like,
it's amazing.
British Southern accent I've ever heard in a while. That's great. That's well, great. What can you do? Can you do East Coast? What's East Coast sound like? Boston, New York.
Park the car in Harvard Yard. What's going on, bruh? Go to Boston. Boston. No, I'm not very good at that one.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
It's not bad, though.
The thing with Britain, though, is like America, because it's such a modern country, we had transport. Whereas in Britain, you got to remember, you're going back 50,000 years where at the turn of the 19th century, most people wouldn't travel more than 4 miles in their entire lifetime on average. So literally, I mean, I have a mate who'll be listening now, Mickey, and he's from like 6 miles away from me. And that's Burnley. Like those guys have six fingers. They're a bit weird. They're on the other side of the hill. But they talk like this. So it's very much like my accent, but it's a little more abrupt. Cutting off words every now and again like that. Like I stop and I breathe right quick and carry on. So you know he's from Burnley.
And so this is the northern part of the country. So people know. Your accent comes from what area, right?
So I'm from Lancashire. But again, within my own county, there are many different accents. So you can kind of tell anybody, minus the posh British accent, that just signifies the patient and come from well-to-do backgrounds. That can be from anywhere in the country. But, I mean, you start up in Scotland, all right, there, wee man. Who's it going? A bit of a Scottish accent. And it starts very thick. You come sooth just a little bit. And then you're in Newcastle. Newcastle's like that. It's like English with a bit of Scottish, you know? How are you, man? Going out with the boys on the tune tonight, like. And you keep coming south. And you end up in Birmingham. All right, mate. Ozzy Osbourne. How's it going? Sharon, very blummy. If you like Peaky Blinders, it's right there in Birmingham. Then you go to...
So that's Sharon and Ozzy from the same... From Birmingham. Are they both from the same... Is she about the same? Because I just saw an interview with her last week.
I'm not sure. She has a little more of a posher accent.
Yeah.
So
maybe more educated.
Birmingham's my favorite so far.
Birmingham.
All right. How's it going? Wolverhampton's near Birmingham. It's the worst accent in the world. But then you could go like
Wolverhampton.
All right.
Yeah, man, he's got it.
There you go. Yeah, you do. But then you can hit like Liverpool, which is genuinely from where I am, you know, 30, 40 minutes. And that's a Scouse accent. Think about the Beatles. All right there, mate. How's it going? It's very neat. This one's a very like scratchy from the back of the throat. But you leave Liverpool and you go that way. And all of a sudden, all right, mate, you're in Manchester. How's it going? I'm Liam Gallagher. Nice to meet you. Very nasally from the back of the nose. You know what I mean? Then you hit London, where once you've gone south of Birmingham, everyone in the north hates everybody south of Birmingham.
Okay.
And they, you've got the Cockney accent. So think of your mobsters. Oh, what geezers are going on from London? I know. I'm a proper Cockney geezer. I'm a gangster. I'm one of the crazy. All right, bruv. How's it going, mate?
Is that like the movie Snatch?
Exactly
all
like
London,
that.
London gangsters.
Exactly yeah. like okay. that.
Yeah.
And then you can, if you go to the tip around Cornwall, you get the Cornish accent. All right, there. It's a very farmer's accent. I love my scrumpy Jack. A little bit of cider. You know what I mean? I like it, Donna.
Jack.
Although the Irish one, do you know you can tell the difference between the North and the South?
No.
So if you hear somebody who sounds like a leprechaun, he's from the Republic. You know what I mean? All right there. I think that I'm from Dublin because I'm very high pitched in the way I talk. But when you go to the North, they sound like, man, welcome to Ireland. I'm up in Belfast. It's a very down accent, down like Sinn Féin, very But then you go back to Dublin, it's like the little leprechaun on your Lucky Charms. So yeah.
What about south of London? If you're going like Southampton and down on the southern coast, how's that?
Most of those people are just posh.
They're posh.
Yeah,
okay.
They're just pretty posh up and down that coast. Yeah, yeah, okay. There's a few just listening nice. Right now. Yeah, no Shep here. I know you boys are in Milwaukee. They're posh boys. They are. But outside London, like a lot of people in London also have a posh accent. But if you've got that white geezer, like my mate Ryan Wickens, he runs Quizmaster Trivia in Milwaukee. He's got a right east. It's east side of London. Mm-hmm. It's like Essex. It's like the old, when you think of Oliver Twist, that's that part of London.
So you've been here 18 years now in America? America?
Yeah.
So when you go back to England, do people say that you have lost your accent? Do they think you sound weird now?
To be honest, I get a lot of grief because I tend not to lose it. In fact, what happens when I go back, when I get back here, I get back into the habit of speaking really fast and really broad. So it takes some time when I get back. But over there, they call me a Yank. They mock me for certain words. But more than anything, it's when I use different words. So I say, let's stop at the gas station. Oh, Bryce, he's such a Yank. Let's stop at the gas station, man. Dude, America, freedom, yeah, man. And that's literally what they do. If I say, oh, will you open up the trunk? Open the trunk, he said. Open the trunk. What a Yank. What a Yank. Oi, Yankee Doodle, get back over there. Start eating some burgers, lad. You know,
well, what, okay, so what are trunk and gas station then? What are you supposed to say?
A petrol station.
Okay.
And your trunk is your boot.
You open up the boot.
Open the boot.
Open the boot.
Well, that's a northern, I say boot.
A boot.
Most people would say open the boot.
Open the boot.
Yeah. There's a few words like that.